Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 875, Abhipraya. Abhipraya is a common word in Hindi and other Indian languages, which means intention, purpose, aim, wish, desire, similarly, and similar names to this. One commentator, Krishnadatta Bharadvaj, explains it, the name Abhipraya here, as he who desires the welfare of his devotees. So that's a very beautiful explanation. The important point here is that the Supreme has desire, has plans, has intentions. Mayavadis who comment on Vishnu Sahasranam will say that because Vishnu is very exalted, but because he has desires, he cannot be the Supreme. This is their misunderstanding and very dangerous misinterpretation. The famous impersonalist Ramana Maharshi said that man minus desire equals God. I know he said that because Srila Prabhupada quoted him as saying so most disapprovingly, of course. Absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity thou hast removed. These lines of Srila Prabhupada's glorification of his spiritual master were most pleasing to his spiritual master, that the Supreme is sentient, yes, but sentient in the full sense of the term, in the fullest sense of the term. Mayavadis like to posit that the Absolute is chinmatra, simply consciousness. But personalists say conscious, yes, but conscious of what? Consciousness importantly includes desire. Now we find in Bhagavad Gita that desire is considered the central point or the seminal point of material consciousness. Fall down into material existence, and material consciousness means consciousness with desire. However, the Vaishnava Acharyas importantly explain that Atendriya Priti Vancha Tare Bale Kam Krishnendriya Priti Icha Dhare Premanam. The desire, yes, karma, this word karma is used repeatedly in Gita and elsewhere as that which is the very principle of material existence. But the Vaishnava Acharyas define that the desire to satisfy one's own senses is called karma, but the desire to satisfy Krishna's senses is called prema or love. So sentience means, or consciousness, means desire. Desire means there is intention, there are plans, and ultimately, the Vaishnava Acharyas explain, there is love. So this name is very important, along with several other names which we've been through in Vishnu Sahasranama, such as Kama, Kamaha, Kamada. Here's a beautiful explanation of the name Abhipraya from the Madhva Sampradaya, that Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi, is called Abhipra because she fulfills the desires of the devotees. And Vishnu is called Abhipraya because he makes her happy. She makes devotees happy, he makes her happy. Abhipraya, Abhipraya. Parashara Bhatta explains this name to mean Abhiprai means who is the aim, the object of the devotees. The devotees do everything with an aim, with an intention, with a purpose to attain him, to please him. Parashabhata, invoking the previous name, Satyadharma Parayana, states in reference to the name Abhiprai, Satyadharma Nishtena Svachayana Nirupadika Udeshyataya Abhipretaha Iti Abhiprayaha. He is the highest goal sought by his devotees who are by nature pure, they practice Satya Dharma and do not seek lower pleasures. So he is the one aimed at, Vishnu is the one aimed at by those whose intentions are highest. Om tat Vishnu paramam padam pasyanti suryo ho diviva chakshuratatam. The great saintly persons with divine vision look up to the spiritual world, Vishnu yat paramam padam, to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. Another commentator, Vaishnav commentator, V.V. Ramanujan, invoking the Alvas, Pasurams, I'm just going to give a translation giving here, that Vishnu, Narayana, is a delightful fruit with no fiber, just fruit pulp that is relished by the excellent sages. And another one, another quote from the Alavas, Divya Prabandhas, he is just like a block of sugar. You can lick a block of sugar. For the discerning devas, saintly people, and sages. Then we already had one who desires the welfare of his devotees as one explanation. Another explanation similar. He sees that the devotees have their desires fulfilled. And his desire is very strong. No one can block it. Therefore, he's called Abhiprai. His desire to fulfill the desires of his devotees, that's his desire, and he's very strong and powerful. No one can stop that. Talking about intentions, purposes, then we can talk of plans. And in this regard, I'm going to quote a few instances of Srila Prabhupada talking about Krishna's plans and how we should be aligned with Krishna's plans. In his purport to Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, text 73, Srila Prabhupada writes, when a person is in full knowledge, he naturally surrenders to Krishna. When Arjuna understood that it was Krishna's plan to reduce the unnecessary increase of population, he agreed to fight according to Krishna's desire. There's so much packed into those two sentences. It could take a long time to discuss it all. Full knowledge, that means beyond even knowledge of impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma. And a person in full knowledge naturally surrenders to Krishna. Hang sarvasya prabhu matasavang prabhavate iti matva bhajanti vang buddha bhava samanvitaha. Naturally surrenders to Krishna and worships Krishna with all love. Naturally surrenders to Krishna as Krishna has exhorted Arjuna to do at the end of Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna had his own plan to avoid the fight, but when he understood that it was Krishna's plan for him to fight, and Krishna's desire, he agreed to do so. In this regard, I'm going to quote from a talk that Srila Prabhupada gave on Bhaktisthan Saraswati Goswami Maharaj's appearance day on February the 15th, 1971. Srila Prabhupada said, "Don't make any plan except Krishna's plan." That, making any plan, will be simply giving trouble to Krishna. Therefore, a devotee does not pray even for his maintenance. That is a pure devotee. We know the Sukritinaha, pious devotees. One of them is described as Aritarati, one who desires money. But a pure devotee, Ananyas chintayanto mang yejanav pariyupasate tesham yuktabhi yuktanam yoga kshemam vahamyaham. A pure devotee has faith that if I simply fully worship Krishna without deviating in the slightest, Krishna will maintain me. Krishna will supply all necessities. So that is a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada says. He doesn't trouble Krishna even for his bare maintenance. Even if he has no maintenance, he'll suffer fasting. Still, he'll not ask Krishna, "Krishna, I'm very hungry, give me some food." Of course, Krishna is alert for his devotee, but a devotee's principle is not to place any plan to Krishna. Let Krishna do. Simply, we have to do according to the plan of Krishna. So this is very high level. Srila Prabhupada was preaching Krishna consciousness at the highest level of full surrender. Sometimes we hear that Srila Prabhupada didn't take us to the highest level, but he did. It's easier to talk about high levels of gopi bhav, and then we're wondering over how to fill our belly. But Srila Prabhupada points out the pure devotee doesn't worry even for his own maintenance. It is an exalted state, highly exalted state. Continuing what Srila Prabhupada said. So what is our plan? After saying don't make any plan, Srila Prabhupada says, so what is our plan? Our plan is, Krishna says, Savadhaman Parityaja Mamekam Sharanam Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyaji. So our plan is the same thing. We are simply canvassing for Krishna that you become Krishna conscious. We have to show our example, how we are becoming Krishna conscious, how we are worshipping Krishna, how we are going on the street for vibrating Krishna's name, transcendental name. We are distributing Krishna prasadam. As far as possible, our business is to induce persons how to become Krishna conscious. That's all. For that reason, you can make your plan, because that is Krishna's plan. They say, don't make any plans. But we're making so many plans for preaching and spreading Krishna consciousness. But Srila Prabhupada says, you can make your plan for that reason, because that is Krishna's plan. But that should also be sanctioned by Krishna. Don't make your own manufactured, concocted plan. Therefore, to guide you, Krishna's representative is required. That is the spiritual master. Now I'm going to quote from a letter of Srila Prabhupada to Mahatma Prabhu, a disciple of his, who had written to Srila Prabhupada, a disciple of Srila Prabhupada's, who had written to Srila Prabhupada, stating that before joining the movement, he was a musician in a rock band, and he had a plan to start a rock band And the idea was that because young people are very much enamored by famous rock stars, so he'd become a famous rock star, and he'd use that to preach Krishna consciousness. Extract from Srila Prabhupada's reply. So far you're thinking about things and making so many plans. That is all right. But our first business is Krishna's plan. That is the only plan, and no matter how many schemes we employ to adjust things in this material world, if they have no solid basis in Krishna's plan, they remain merely dreams of phantasmagoria. on a morning walk in Tehran, Srila Prabhupada said, summarizing it all, our plan should be to accept Krishna's plan. That's all. Approved, authorized plan. Now, from a letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote to a disciple called Jayadev in 1972, Srila Prabhupada wrote, Krishna's plan becomes very easy for us when we follow Krishna's orders. Otherwise, we are following Maya's plan and become frustrated at every step. Following Krishna's orders means chanting daily 16 rounds, following the four rules and regulations, rising early, associating with devotees like that. Unless these principles are followed, we cannot expect Krishna's protection. So Srila Prabhupada emphasized these basics of Krishna consciousness again and again and again and again and again, particularly in letters and in lectures, as well, of course, in his books. So talking about so many plans, we may have so many plans, even for spreading Krishna consciousness, but the first plan or the first commitment has to be to these basics of Krishna consciousness. Abhipraya is explained by Shankaracharya as Abhiprayate Purusharata Kangshibihi. He is the one who is sought after by those who seek the four Purusharatas, Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. Now, ultimately, everyone is looking for Krishna. Some know it, some don't know it. But by following the Vedic process, they are, however indirectly and faintly, connecting with Krishna. So people are interested in dharma, following the rules and regulations of the Vedic Varnashram system. People are interested in artha, gaining money or property, prosperity, which should be done. Artha should be done, trying to gain artha should be done according to dharma. Kama, desire should be fulfilled, not wantonly, whimsically, but according to the rules of dharma. So in all these, we should know that the ultimate goal is Vishnu, and the ultimate bestower of whatever we desire in this material world is Vishnu, and even moksha, ultimately that is bestowed by Vishnu. So he's the one who's most sought after, because everyone's looking for Krishna. Even from a sociological point of view, the most popular person in history is God. Whether you take the Christian system or whatever, Hindu system, consistently throughout time, throughout different cultures, using different languages, people seek God. Of course, the atheists will point out that, well, there are so many different names and people worship so many different gods, but the Vedic understanding, the Vedanta understanding, is that people who worship different gods, they may do in different cultures under different names with different understandings, but they are worshiping according to their understanding the same one God who reveals himself differently to them in different times, places, and circumstances. So, he is the one who is most sought after. Here's an extract from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 1, Text 2. Everyone is searching after ananda or bliss, but in the material world there can never be any bliss. So everyone is searching after bliss, but they don't know that bliss is Krishna. In regard to this, I'm going to read from Srila Prabhupada's purport to Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, text 11. Yeyatamang prapadyante tangs tathaiva bhajami aham mama vartmanu vartante manu shaf paratha sarvashaha. Krishna says that as various people approach me, I reciprocate with them accordingly. Everyone's on my path. And again, some know it or some don't know it. From the purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada writes, everyone is searching for Krishna in the different aspects of his manifestations. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is partially realized in his impersonal Brahma Jyoti effulgence and as the all-pervading Supersoul dwelling within everything, including the particles of atoms. But Krishna is fully realized only by his pure devotees. Consequently, Krishna is the object of everyone's realization, and thus anyone and everyone is satisfied according to one's desire to have him. In the transcendental world also, Krishna reciprocates with his pure devotees in the transcendental attitude, just as the devotee wants him. One devotee may want Krishna as supreme master, another as his personal friend, another as his son, and still another as his lover. Krishna rewards all the devotees equally according to their different intensities of love for him. So intention, what is our intention in serving Krishna? We should think, and Krishna will reciprocate accordingly. Therefore, Rupa Goswami, he enjoins us, anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karma dhyanavritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti rutama. The topmost devotion is that which is cultivated simply for the pleasure of Krishna. And that means without any extraneous desires for personal emolument, by gaining anything materially, or even by negating everything materially. Everything is done only for Krishna. So everyone has different intentions in this world. But and those intentions are reciprocated by Krishna. But really the proper object of everyone's intention is simply to serve Krishna without any other intention. Abhipray, the name also refers to the Supreme Lord, whose desires and intentions are naturally very high. So we all have intentions. Man minus desire equals God. No, 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 no. Man whose desire is purified becomes godly. Complete wrong calculation that man minus desire equals God, because there's no such thing as man minus desire. There's no question of man becoming God. But we all have intentions that we cannot deny, even if we say man minus desire equals God. We have some intention in wanting to communicate that to someone else. We may think that we're benefiting them by doing so. There's some intention behind it. So we all have intentions. We all have abhipray, but the wrong abhipray equals material existence. So it's very, very important to understand that our intention should be for Krishna. Otherwise, material existence means what? Nati vidu swartha gatin hi Vishnum. They, materialistic people, do not know that the real intention, the real goal of life, should be Vishnu. Sri Madhvacharya, in commenting on Vedanta Sutra, one of the sutras, Akasha Talingat, in commenting on this, Madhvacharya says that water flows down because of his desire. This is established from Shastra. Water flows down because of his desire. The wind blows because of his desire. Space, Akash, gives space in which everything can operate because of his desire. You can just say, well, it's all just natural. But it is the desire of him that is the ultimate cause of everything that we observe in material existence. Heard that, scientists? Therefore, Madhvacharya says, he is called Abhipray. Another interpretation given by Shankara, Abhimukhyena pralaye asmin praiti jagat iti va abhiprayaha. He is the one to whom all beings go, praiti, directly, abhi, at the time of universal devastation. Balade Vidyabhushan says that abhipray means he who is permeated, prayate, with a thorough, complete, abhihita, prayate, abhihita, abhipray, with a thoroughly loving disposition toward his devotees, just as the moon is completely permeated with coolness. What a beautiful explanation. Let's read it again. Balade Vidyabhushan says, Abhipray means he who is permeated, prayate, with a thoroughly abhihata, loving disposition toward his devotees, just as the moon is penetrated with coolness thoroughly. What a magnificent, attractive is the best word, attractive, supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna is, known by 1,000 names, unlimited names, of which one name we have discussed today, Abhiprayaha. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhi evacha. Patita nam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo namaha. Dante nidhaya chunakam padaya nipatya. Kritva chakakushata metadaham bravimi. He sadhava sakala eva vihaya durad. Gauranga chandra charane kurutanuragaha. Parivadatu jano yatatatava nanu mukharo navayam vicharayamaha hari rasa madira madati matta bhuvi vilutama nartama nirvishama hare krishna hare krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hari, 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 Rama, Hari, Rama, Rama, Rama.